You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There have been dozens of covers of Frankie Valli's single, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, including an amazing one by Lauryn Hill. And while the title is usually listed as Can't Take My Eyes Off You, the lyrics are actually Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Well, Ann, first of all, I love this song. You know, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
It's a lovable song. I really love the Lauryn Hill version. It's a hidden track on the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. The thing that's interesting to me, though, is that Lauryn Hill does include the of in her title of it.
Yeah, different covers have given the song different titles as to whether they use off or off of. I was thinking about this because one of our listeners, Ian, wrote to us about this redundancy, because you and I have been talking about redundancies over the past few weeks. We talked about each and every and have got versus have. And Ian asked, is off of recent? And the answer is no. This two-word preposition, sometimes called a compound preposition or a complex preposition, goes back to at least the 1500s. The Oxford English Dictionary has a quote from 1567, and the quote is, his eye went never off of her.
I see. Kept his eye on her.
We've got Shakespeare, 1720. We've got Daniel Defoe. I had persuaded him off of that. So it's not new. Is it wrong? No. Is it criticized? Yes. Including in Brian Garner's Modern English Usage Guide, where he describes off of as much inferior to off. It doesn't seem to have attracted much attention until the late 19th century, and then commentators started to criticize it. It is now often seen as colloquial, as more informal, but the fact is it's idiomatic. And it is on the rise in written American English. It is more common in American English than British English, and you can certainly find it in more formal written American English. Now, off of had me thinking about other two-word prepositions, such as outside of, which also gets some criticism. Rebecca, is this a preposition that you have worried about, outside of versus outside?
Worried about? No, probably not. I don't know if I tend to do one more than the other. Neither of those would make my ears perk up, though, if I heard somebody else say them.
Well, let's try a couple of them. Outside of has a couple of meanings, and it's also not new. We have a few centuries worth of usage here. One meaning is outside of as synonymous with outside, and the other is outside of meaning apart from. And there certainly are commentators who say, if it means apart from or aside from, just say apart from or aside from. An example here would be something like, outside of a layover in Tokyo, I've never been to Japan. Now, let's focus more on this meaning of outside of as synonymous with outside. Rebecca, let me give you an example to see what sounds more idiomatic to you. I could talk about people living outside the European Union or people living outside of the European Union.
They sound about the same to me. I think I could do both, honestly.
I could too. So now let's talk about the phrasing to have a child outside marriage or to have a child outside of marriage.
So in that case, definitely the second one.
I have the same reaction. I actually would struggle to say to have a child outside marriage. I could do it, but outside of sounds much more idiomatic to me. And when you look in Google Books, you see in American English that the crossover happened around 2000 when outside of marriage became more common than outside marriage. The point is that outside and outside of, to mean outside, are both idiomatic, certainly in American English and also in British English. And sometimes I think there is a distinction. If I were to say to someone who's been in the house all day, you have got to do something outside of the house. For me, that is more abstract, anywhere, at the mall, go to a movie, versus you need to be outside the house, which to me refers to the yard or the deck.
Yeah, to me, that's an actual specific location.
Right, as opposed to this more abstract idea of outside of the house, somewhere
wherever
else.
Yeah.
So that's a little something about these two word or compound prepositions. And the bottom line is that the single word and the two word prepositions are both idiomatic for most of us, not recent, not wrong.
Well, Anne, outside of all that, I hope you have a good Sunday.
You too, Rebecca. You're just too good to be true.
Take my eyes off of you. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.